It's Thursday, the 16th of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. Growth in South Africa's consumer prices fell to its lowest in more than 15 years as the cost of fuel declined and spending slowed amid the coronavirus lockdown. At 2.1% year-on-year, it is at the lower end of the central bank's target range, which is 3 to 6%. Analysts were divided on whether the declining inflation rate was likely to prompt the central bank to cut interest rates further. 3 million South Africans lost their jobs and 1.5 million employed people got no pay in April. That's according to a multi-university study tracking the economic impacts of COVID-19. The researchers noted that of the 3 million people who lost their jobs, 2 million were women. They also pointed out that half of households ran out of money to buy food in April, with 1 in 2 respondents indicating that their household had run out of money to buy food in that month. 1 in every 5 people said that someone in their household went hungry in the last week, and 1 in 7 respondents said that a child went hungry in the last week. The research is being led by Stellenbosch University and includes a sample of 10,000 South Africans. Principal investigator Dr. Nick Spall says that the aim of the researchers is to inform policymakers and help direct relief efforts to where they are most needed. Businesses in the tourism and hospitality sector have called for a boycott of companies that have thrown them under the bus with business interruption insurance. Nearly 6,000 signatures had been gathered for a petition calling on insurers to pay up for business interruption claims. They have also urged businesses to reevaluate their insurance and their dealings with companies including Santam HIC, Guardrisk, which is owned by Momentum, Hollard and Old Mutual. And they say in a statement that the government's lockdown and not the COVID-19 pandemic is responsible for the deep losses experienced by these small and medium-sized businesses. Eskom says it is in the dark about how long load shedding will last. Eskom implemented planned power outages for the first time since March on July the 10th, says Reuters. This ended a period of unusually stable power supply thanks to reduced demand during the coronavirus lockdown. The British and Irish Lions tour to South Africa is to go ahead as planned. There remains the possibility that the Lions tour games are playing in empty stadiums, as happens in English Premiership football, reports David O'Sullivan. It's a very short tour, only 8 matches, with 5 matches against tough opposition for the Lions to find their test combinations, followed by 3 test matches. For more on that, do go to biznews.com. Finally, a look at how the stocks were trading on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. At the end of the day, Royal Bafokeng Platinum was the best performer, jumping more than 8%. Losers on the day included DRD Gold, which shed just under 6%, and Telkom, which lost about 5.5% of its value. The Rand had a good day, racing to a new 1-month best on Wednesday in a broad rally by risk assets, which was spurred on by progress towards a COVID-19 vaccine. The US company Moderna produced an experimental COVID-19 vaccine that provoked immune responses in all 45 volunteers, and this has sparked a risk-on mood, reports Reuters. Late on Wednesday, R16.60 would get you $1, R20.90 would buy you £1, while R18.93 was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.